This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Off the drop again, went forward and nearly got a shot on. McCarr sends it around. Marner waiting. Connor gets it! Connor McDavid for Canada!
Oh, man. Big win for Canada over USA yesterday. As I welcome in all of you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, good morning to you. It is the Morning Roast. Joe Spadoni alongside Nick Friedell, who's been in studio all week for the great Joe Shasky, who is out in Hawaii. Shasky will be back next week, but we want to thank Nick, doing a hell of a job all week long. And Nick, tough L for the US of A yesterday. 3-2 the final in the Four Nations Face-Off Championship. Does that sound courtesy of Sportsnet? Good morning to you. And were you locked in? Were you wearing your stars and stripes yesterday, Nick? Were you locked in?
Unbelievably, for the first time that I can ever recall in my life, a hockey game grabbed my attention in the middle of February. So much so that I got back to my hotel last night and Mr. Spadone, Channel 13 was supposed to be ESPN, and Channel 13, for whatever reason, on this TV in this room was dubbed over by European soccer. So, as overtime starts going, I FaceTime Mr. Lubman, and I'm like, Sam, I need a little help here. Can you just turn your screen so I can watch the end of this game? So for 10 minutes of overtime, we watched, and then Canada ended it, and it was sad. But credit to the NHL, because they got people to care about something that was going on with their players in the middle of the year.
And you know what? I'm kind of sold now. You were alluding to it. A couple people were talking about it. You know, Team USA versus the world in the NBA All-Star game. You know, I'm not mad at it. I'm not. Obviously, it's going to be a little different than Canada, USA. There's just a historic rivalry there within the sport of hockey. But as it pertains to the rest of the world and everyone catching up in basketball, you just look at all the different names, right? You can say Giannis. You can say Jokic. You can say Luka. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander from Canada. All these different players going up against still some of the best. KD, Steph, LeBron, Tatum, Brown. Like, I'm kind of in on that now. Now, do you do a tournament style still? Do you do make it a full game? Do you make it, you know, first team to 80, 60? I don't know. But I appreciate what hockey did over this past week. Something I haven't said in I don't know how long. Listen, I'm not going to pretend like I'm some NHL guy. I was looking at a box score for the first time ever for a hockey game. I'm looking at it right now. I don't know what I'm looking at. shift to 25, 25. I don't know what that means. TOI, time on ice, I'm assuming.
There you
Look
go.
At me. Ha!
Learning see, on
Hockey
the fly,
insider Joe Spadoni.
That's right, baby. See, again, but this is
Match
what I'm
John
saying.
Bucci-Gross.
Thank you. Sidney Crosby gets another medal of some sort, a championship, a trophy. That's what he does. One of the greatest of his generation. So I guess congrats to him. Connor McDavid. It's good for the sport, too, because he is the face of the NHL right now. One of the faces, alongside one of the older faces, as I just mentioned, Sidney Crosby. So it would have been nice to see our own guy here in the Bay, though, Nick Macklin Celebrini, be a part of it. Because I do think people would have been more locked in the Bay had Macklin been a part of it. It's like, oh, we get to see him on this biggest stage against some of the biggest names in the sport that Joe Schmo down the street or Joe Spadoni down the street might not know who they are. Again, people that don't watch hockey probably know who Sidney Crosby is. It's like, oh, I've heard of that name. I don't know who it is. Connor McDavid, sure. But for sure, Macklin Celebrini. But I say all that to say this. You know, as we shift back to the NBA, into basketball, and huge matchup tonight to start this final stretch for the Golden State Warriors, Nick Friedel, Kings-Warriors tonight at Golden One Center. Are you going to be there or no?
I will be there Sunday at Chase.
Sunday at Chase.
I will not be
in Sacramento.
Sacramento tonight.
Okay. A lot of action in Sacramento on Friday nights. Did you know that?
There actually is because I've spent way too much time with Slater in Sacramento. But no, I'm good on Sacramento, but I'll see everybody Sunday.
Speaking of Slater, the aforementioned Anthony Slater, a Warriors insider for The Athletic and 95.7 The Game, joining us at 8:30. So your old buddy Anthony Slater, we get to talk to you there. And Bonte Hill, friend of the show, friend of the station, legend Bonte Hill. Got to talk to Joe Lacob earlier in the week, over the past weekend, actually, at the All-Star Game. So Bonte Hill in studio, 9 o'clock for the full hour. Can't wait for that. Shameless shout-outs, 7:45. But as I was mentioning, Warriors-Kings tonight, 7 o'clock tip, right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. 6 o'clock, our coverage starts with Warriors Live. Is it Evan? Is it Grandy? Do we know? It's one of them. We know they both crush it. So you're going to get a good pregame and postgame show, no matter what. And shout-out to those watching or streaming us on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube. Nick Friedel, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We got a lot to get into today. Just talking about this final stretch with the Dubs. A lot of news is happening. Just like little tidbits I want to get to at the top of this hour. Like 20 minutes ago, did you guys see this? Nick just told it to me. The Yankees are allowing facial hair. They just announced it. Is that the break? Is that breaking
news, Sounder Carter?
That is kind of like, wow. The New York Yankees posted this. I'm gonna read the statement from managing general partner Hal Steinbrenner. Thank you. So this is the statement. Hal Steinbrenner, quote, "In recent weeks, I have spoken to a large number of former and current Yankees, spanning several eras, to elicit their perspectives on our long-standing facial hair and grooming policy. And I appreciate their earnest and varied feedback. These most recent conversations are an extension of ongoing internal dialogue that dates back several years. Ultimately, the final decision rests with me, and after great consideration, we will be amending our expectations to allow our players and uniform personnel to have well-groomed beards moving forward. It is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy." Beards are back, baby, in New York City, in the Bronx. Woo. Nick Friedel, you can go.
Wow, dude.
You got a manicured beard right now?
Right now. I'm also the guy who waits like a month to actually get that thing manicured. So I think the difference is that enough people over time, Spadone, have looked at this policy and been like, really? This is 2025. You're not going to let somebody have a beard? Come on.
Am I the only one that I'm probably going to be labeled a square after this? I always thought it was kind of cool. I don't know. Like, they had to be forced to have the mustaches. It was different. It's the Yankees. We're cooler than you. We're classier than you. We're the class of American sports. I kind of liked it, to be honest.
You know what is different, though, about maybe where when the policy started and where it's at now and what's around the game? Every one of these teams has like a personal barber. You can go sit in the chair before the game and get a haircut, get a beard trim, get everything looking right. So the grooming aspect of it, long gone are the days where, oh, man, I don't want to shave for a while. I'm just going to sit there in my hotel and let this thing grow out on some road trip. all of these teams have taken that next step for player comfort. I am certain that the Yankees have somebody on call that sits there ready to get everybody in shape, but it is a policy from a different era, and I think it's about time and has been long past time where if a guy wants to have a beard, let him have a beard.
Was that the difference between the Juan Soto getting it done or not? Juan Soto wanted a beard, and they said no, and now they're backtracking. Juan, you were right all along. I'm so sorry. Come back to us. Well, he's not. He got paid by the Mets, and the Mets did something the Yankees usually do and steal a player away. And, again, back to baseball.
Times are changing.
Times are changing. The New York freaking Mets are spending more money than the Yankees, which is nuts. And speaking of money when it comes to baseball, and again, it's going to be a lot of NBA today, but there's a lot of news and notes that happened in the last 24 hours. ESPN not renewing their contract with Major League Baseball. So that's the end, right? After, what is it, through next season, I want to say?
This is the last year.
Okay. Through the end of this season, and they got a couple wild card games, a couple wild card series, I should say, in there, and then it'll be over with. So we started talking about a couple days. Hey, it's cool that Joe Buck's going to be on some baseball again because he's on ESPN. Well, that's the last we're going to see of him, and then probably if he calls any series for the wild card round. But goodbye, baseball tonight. Goodbye, Sunday night baseball. Goodbye, home run derby on ESPN, right? Wow.
It's actually an interesting segue from beard talk into what we're seeing now, Spadone, with MLB's change in how they want to push the game and how they want to sell the game and where they want to sell the game. It's really sad for me. I know I'm the oldest one of the group here, but all those years I would sit there and watch baseball tonight. Game after game, night after night, when you heard that music go off,
right,
and you thought, oh man, there's something happening in the game somewhere. This is long before the internet. This is long before you could pick up every single game on a satellite somewhere. Baseball tonight was your entry into every game that there was. And I cannot tell you how many hours of my life were spent glued to the TV at 10 o'clock at night going, oh my gosh, what's happening at all these different times? It sadly, and I heard this several times through the years, but what replaced baseball tonight were all the pre- and post-game shows on these local cable channels. Because now, if you're a Cubs fan like myself, you're not going to flip on to baseball tonight. You just want to hear about the Cubs.
Yep.
The A's out here for all those years. The Giants, of course. But baseball tonight was really kind of the first show of its kind in that it took you all over the country. You got to know all the different players, and I think there's really something lost for baseball without that relationship to ESPN. The hardest part, Spadone, is ESPN is still on all over the place, and Rob Manfred's basically like, well, we're going to find a different place that promotes our game a little bit more than not much anymore for ESPN. Good luck to you, though. I don't see how there's a better landing spot because of the reach, even as it's been taken back numbers-wise over the last few years.
Right. Does Turner start picking up more of that slack? You know, obviously them losing the NBA. Do they start TNT, right? And obviously they still do a lot of, you know, they always alternate it on Fox and Turner if it's AL, NL, it feels like. So do they continue to add on more games there? But to your point, it does suck, right? It is a little sad if you grew up watching. You know, Carl Ravitch is the voice of Sunday Night Baseball right now, but he's a studio guy for me. As far as I'm concerned, he's baseball tonight, right? It's him, you know, back when I was watching too, I was at high school. So for me, it was 07 through 2011. Don't mean to, date you there. So
I'm dated.
You're dated. There you go. Hey, we're still, I like to say we're both millennials too. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
I love that.
It was a theme song, and then you would hear da-na-na-na when they had a break-in.
Yep.
From a game.
An update, right? An update.
Oh.
It's great.
Yes.
And I think of,
Ray Knight for those old heads like me from way back in the day.
Hell, I think of a guy that was here that kind of got his start there that I think is one of the best in the business. Dallas Braden started at baseball tonight. He was over there too. That last iteration with Carl Ravitch and co. Steve Berthume as well, who took over for Carl Ravitch for a little bit. And then who's my guy? Boog Scombie. I think of him there too, and he's one of the great play-by-play guys in all of baseball. He does ESPN radio still when it comes to the World Series, when it comes to the playoffs. So, yeah, goodbye. And I think of John Miller, a guy obviously synonymous with Giants baseball, and RIP Joe Morgan. That was one of the greatest tandems I've ever heard when it came to baseball. And just as a national, you know, entity, when I heard those guys' voices, I was like getting transported back in a certain time. Like, I felt comfortable. I can just listen to those voices. I didn't have to see them. Like, that could have just been the radio, right? And in its purest form, as this is a radio medium we're speaking on right now, an auditory medium, just listening to a game of baseball, still for me, it means something. But times are changing, Nick. Times are changing, and eyeballs are different. And if you can't capture an audience, and that's why we're seeing, you know, the pitch clock. That's why we're going to see automatic balls and strikes in training camp, in this, you're going to see it. And I just wonder this future of baseball everywhere, not just in the Bay Area, but, you know, in Chicago, in New York, and all these different, big markets, what is it going to look like? Because as we've been talking about all week, it's the NFL and everyone's catching up.
Spadone, it really scares me, frankly, because my first
spring love, training. I call it training camp.
My first love was baseball. It was what I grew up on. I was a diehard Cubs fan who came home from school every day and turned on WGN to watch Harry Caray. That was what I was most excited about, and that was what really got me the passion to be in this business. The idea that baseball has lost its footing to a point where ESPN, for all of the different ups and downs that they've had as a network, is now saying, you know what, this just doesn't work for us anymore. That is a sad day for Major League Baseball. And what it also does, at least for me, is it reminds all of us that the stranglehold that football has on the country and on the day-to-day operations of these the biggest networks there are, it is only growing more powerful. Because if ESPN thought they could make more money from showing and talking about, maybe more importantly, baseball all the time, they would. What do they talk about all the time? Every day, it is the NFL. And it's not to say that there aren't baseball fans, because I think out of the four of us, everybody still follows the game on some solid level. But when you talk about baseball now, it's more niche than it's ever been.
It's the haves and the have-nots. More than so than it's ever been.
Completely. And so as they move forward, it's not that the game's going to shrivel up and die, but think about all the streaming options and all the different ways you've got to click on different avenues to find whatever games that you're looking for. I really think that baseball has done some good things to get the game to a point where people are tuning in again, and they're gonna see a game that is quicker and maybe more interesting. But Spadone, to lose ESPN and to not have that next outlet lined up, and to go through trying to find games on Roku and Facebook and Apple TV and all the different other places that Rob Manfred has tried to put MLB, it does make me sad. When I saw that news come down last night, I went, uh-oh. Because if you're not watching MLB Network and you're not consuming it day-to-day like that, there's just not a lot of other places that you're going to find it.
Speaking of those streaming services, why don't you stream us on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube right now, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. All right, we talked hockey, we talked baseball. Let's talk some basketball, Nick, because we got some basketball tonight here in the greater Bay Area. Sacramento, we'll lump them in, I guess, but Sacramento, Golden State, Warriors, Kings, a little bit of a rivalry recently, Nick, and the Kings have had their way with the Dubs, and they've been a bad matchup for them. I'm very curious to see this new-look Kings team, Doug Christie and co., against And well, obviously, Doug Christie, Steve Kerr, that was chronicled. They had to be separated at one point earlier on this year. I don't know if you watched that.
Yeah, there's some layers to this.
Yeah. I'm very excited about this. Zach LaVine's there now. Jimmy Butler's with the Dubs. There's a lot to break down here. And I want to get into, you know, the standings in the Western Conference. And, you know, we're talking about this Warriors team maybe making a run. And the teams that could stand in their way of an actual legit run for the Golden State Warriors, because I think you'd be surprised if we go through all these teams in the West, how many of them you're taking over the Dubs when push comes to shove. 888-957-9570. It's Nick Friedell. It's Joe Spadoni here. It's the Morning Roast. It's not a payday Friday, but it's a feel-good Friday here in the Bay, brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins. The ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Warriors coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro. Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni.
Listen to that guy driving the bus, man. Damn, Spadoni. Damn, you sound good.
And Joe Shasky from 6 to 10 on 95.7 The Game.
Dante Hill sounds good. He's going to be sounding good in studio at 9 o'clock. Spadoni, Friedell for the next 3.5 hours now, because, you know, we've got a whole segment talking about NHL, Canada, taking out Team USA and the Four Nations Face-Off Championship. So the inaugural Four Nations Face-Off Championship goes to Canada. And oh Canada, a lot of trash talking from US early on, but we could not back it up when it mattered most, and that's disappointing. But you know what, hockey did its job, Nick. It did its job. It got us to this point for the Warriors. All I needed for them to do is be entertaining last night. Although there was a lot of NBA games yesterday. I don't know if a lot of Warriors fans were tapped into all the different scores and everything happened yesterday. You saw the Celtics just absolutely destroy the Sixers. I mean, who didn't see that coming, I should say. Peyton Pritchard with 28 points. Sixth man of the year, maybe, Peyton Pritchard. Magic, your Magic, beating the Hawks, 114-108. Paolo Banchero, 36 points. Trae Young, 38 in that one. The Cavs, all they do is win. They're 45-10. I kind of feel bad. They're just going to keep winning and winning, and no one's going to take them seriously.
Do you take them seriously?
No, I'm just saying.
You are everybody.
110-97, they're just going to win and win and win. And until they show it in the playoffs, no one's going to care. Because that leads me into a conversation right now. 888-957-9570. Good morning to all you just getting off work and ready for work. Yeah, Bonte wants me to mention, he just texted me, shout out the Overnight Dancers. I hope you're making some money over All-Star Game weekend. All right, the weather is getting nicer around here. Maybe people are staying out a little later. It's like, I could take this off. I scootered in today. I didn't have my beanie on. It felt good. Felt brisk, right? Like the iced tea felt brisk. Real quick, though, Nick, before I know you have some thoughts on the Overnight Dancers, but the fact that I just said that about the Cleveland Cavaliers, like, yeah, show me in the playoffs. Like, is the regular season ever going to matter again in the NBA?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Spadone, we have 3.5 hours left on our joyride here. And we have hit a nerve that I am constantly texting my friends about and talking to them about.
We'll ask Slater about it at 8:30.
Well, he's going to be like, I'm so sick of listening to this dude talk about the regular season. The NBA regular season is in the worst place that I can ever remember that. Remember it. I have not been at a point with the game, having covered it as a journalist for 15 years, having watched it as a fan all my life, where I remember that regular season games had as little impact as they do. And this is a story I've been telling my friends for several months now, when people say, why are you so down on the regular season? Because there's clearly a line. There's a big difference between regular season games and the playoffs. Playoffs are still awesome. Spadone, I grew up in Orlando. I was lucky enough to go to the same school, kindergarten through 12th grade, with a majority of my friends. So when people say, oh, my high school friends.
It was a K through 12?
It was a private school, K through 12.
Wow.
Well, but when people say my high school friends, I say, oh, you mean the kids I met in kindergarten?
Childhood friends.
Childhood yes. friends. So I have known these dudes and my little brother almost all my
you
life.
A brother? I didn't know that.
A little brother.
Does he have the same voice as you?
No. Shout out to the Birdman, wherever he is, down there in Orlando, getting ready for work.
Can you get him to call in? I need to hear what his voice sounds like.
Oh, man. I don't know. little bro. I don't know. I think he's already at work. I don't know if we can get him to call in now.
Take a two-minute break.
Is he a Magic fan? What is he? Is he Orlando guy?
Because I was a Magic fan as a little kid, what did he want to be? The opposite. We lived in the suburbs of Chicago before we moved to Orlando.
Got it.
So he was a big Michael and a Bulls fan. So, but he's not really into the NBA, which leads nicely into the rest of what happened. We're sitting in Vegas. All the kids I've known my whole life, 35 years, and my little brother. And we're talking about all kinds of things. And I have to say, our text chats, and Spadone, when you hit 40, your text chat becomes at least, if it's anywhere close to me and my friends, hey, who are we betting on Saturday and Sundays in the fall? It's all college football and pro football. Somebody sends some crazy meme in, and then somebody will drop in like a picture of their four-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm not lucky enough to be at that point yet in my life where I can drop the picture of the little kid in. So I'm usually just like, oh, what are you guys doing today with the kids? Right. Like, I'm the Funkle.
There you go. That's a good one, the fun uncle.
That is me. That is my goal in life, to be a fun uncle to my two nieces and to all my other nieces and nephews from my close friends.
There you go.
We get to Vegas. We're talking about all this stuff. And I say to them at one point as we're sitting at dinner, what are you guys watching in the NBA right now? Joe Spadone, there's a pause. Everyone turns their head and looks at me. It was like I had 10 heads. These dudes who I've known my entire life and my little brother are like, you think we're watching the NBA in the regular season? Are you serious? And these are guys that, not just my little brother, who is a Bulls fan and a Michael fan. They grew up on Shaq and Penny. They grew up on that Magic team with Dwight Howard that was very good for that stretch while he was one of the best players in the game. These are guys who watch the NBA throughout most of their lives. They are not watching the game anymore.
Well, in the Magic, like, Paolo's like a legit star.
Franz is legit. They're going to be good for a while, even though they really had their issues this year and have fought through some injuries. I cannot get them to consume the game the same way that we did even 10 or 15 years ago. That is why, and I've told you this for several years, but it's why I enjoy coming out to the Bay so much. It's why I enjoyed living here. You could talk about the Warriors all day, every day, and people are into it. But it's just not the case for my friend group anymore.
Right, and that brings me to this, because we're lucky here in the Bay. We have a franchise like the Golden State Warriors and an owner like Joe Lacob that wants to win constantly. And, you know, they made the big move for Jimmy Butler, and it's revitalized not only the team, the front office, the ownership, but the fan base. We're locked in again. Like, we're creating urgency today, Nick. This is a big game tonight. Like, Sam was mentioning it yesterday. If you really are a new team, and this is a new wave and a new sense of hope, shout out Star Wars, A New Hope, you need to beat this Kings team tonight in Sacramento. You can't be losing to Sabonis, to Zach LaVine, to Doug Christie, to Malik Monk. No.
What a murderer's row there.
Right? You have Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. Three future Hall of Famers. You need to win this game. Now, it's going to be difficult because the Kings have just been historically a bad matchup for the Warriors recently. Their youth and athleticism has just gotten in the way. And the size of Domantas Sabonis. Let's be honest. Sabonis has been a baller this year. Probably should have been an all-star. Was snubbed. He was very good. I watched him in that starting five doc. I think we've mentioned ad nauseum this week. You know, he's very nice. Again, you're talking about family guy. Nice family guy. Very quiet.
Yeah.
Kind of how he is, like, on the court at times. Like, he's a no-nonsense individual. His father, Arvidas, way more interesting than him. That guy's just an absolute legend. Heard some of the stories about him. But that's a team and a player right there that have had their way with you as of late. So I want them to make a statement tonight. In 888-957-9570, is it a must-win? Is this a must-win game?
You never go full Shask. Full Shask and full B. Do not go into the we got to win game number whatever it is, 50-something. No. Right. No.
27 games remaining, Nick Friedell. Every single game is a playoff game. Not my words. That's Mike Dunleavy, the general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Every game from here on out is a playoff game. And tune in, by the way, for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Again, Warriors Live today, 6 o'clock, right here on 95.7 The Game. Nick Friedell. Okay, must win's a stretch. But if you want to make a statement, I think you do it tonight. To start out this final stretch of the year, you make a statement win. Not saying you have to blow them out, but you have a big win against a team that's also fighting for a play-in spot. Yeah, against your, I'm calling them a rival right now because you know what? They've had their way with you recently. And they're right there. They're in Sacramento. There's a geographical rivalry. And Doug Christie and Steve Kerr going at it. This is a big game. And I'm legit, like, this is one of the biggest games I've been excited about in the regular season for the Warriors in a long time. Like, they have the Lakers and LeBron, but it's like, where are these teams going? Like, I don't know. This feels big time tonight. This feels big time.
It should be fun. The Warriors, with the momentum that they were finding prior to the All-Star break, Spadone, should be able to find their way through this one. And if you're Steve Kerr, you say, hey, guys, let's start off the stretch drive with a win that we need, and let's get out of the play-in. I think you and I both agree throughout the week, Spadone, if the Warriors find the right matchup in the first round, they can set themselves up really well for really making some noise in the playoffs. The only way you do that is to stack up wins when you can get them. Everybody should be feeling good, should be feeling healthy going into this Sacramento game, aside from Kuminga, and we're going to get into his status over the course of the next few hours. But Spadone, if you're the Warriors, this is a game that you need. It's a game that you feel good about. On top of the fact, what in the hell are the Kings doing as an organization? What are they doing?
Well, that's just an never-ending question right there.
We could be asking this question all the time for years and years.
I mean, that's your boy Vivek Ranadive, man.
But the Bulls didn't work with LaVine and DeRozan for several years in Chicago. So what do the Kings do? They trade their best player and they say, you know who we need to acquire? You know who we need to bring in here? We need to bring in Zach LaVine. You know who we're going to pair him up with? We're going to pair him up with DeMar DeRozan. This is like JV Bulls team that didn't win anything to begin with. I don't get the strategy. I've never understood what's happening. They fired Mike Brown after giving him the extension seemingly just a few months ago. Always remember this in the NBA, but in pro sports in general. Bad teams make bad decisions repeatedly and put the wrong people in the wrong places in order to succeed. It's why they don't have success for years and years. And when you run like that, and it always starts at the top, Vivek has made a whole bunch of questionable decisions. When you're run like that in pro sports, you don't have a chance to find any sustainable success. It's why, for as much as the Warriors get criticized in the last few years, fans should be thanking their lucky stars that they have not only the ownership group in place, but they've got the right people usually making the right choices.
Warriors Kings tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on 95.7 The Game. We're going to continue to talk about this matchup, plus Anthony Slater, 8:30, Bonte Hill in studio at 9 o'clock. It's Spadone, it's Friedell, and that's what's coming up on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good.
I like my Warriors.
What'd you have? A Truly? My fault.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Kids, am I right? Yeah. Hey, shout out Tim Roy. Speaking of his kid, his daughter just got married. He's posted on Twitter. Shout out Tim Roy. Congratulations to the Roy family. That's awesome. The great Tim Roy. He'll be on call tonight. 7 o'clock tip. Warriors, Kings. It's Spadoni. It's Fidel. We're rolling here. We're excited. It's a huge game. Oh, listen, I said must win. It was a little tongue in cheek, but
Not for this show.
But I do believe this is the biggest regular season game of the year. I do believe that. This setting a tone for this final stretch, this 27-game stretch, Nick Friedell, I think is very important. You got the jersey retirement on Sunday. You got the Mavericks. You've got Klay Thompson coming into town, Kyrie Irving. You just lost to them in a very brutal fashion just the other week. You're retiring Andre Iguodala's jersey. You're going to be in the building. So setting the tone tonight, I think, would pay huge dividends going forward. DeMar DeRozan, I know we laugh at the Bulls experiment with DeRozan and LaVine, but DeMar, he balled out against the Warriors last time they played. He had 32 points in 39 minutes, 12 of 21 from the floor. He was balling. He's been clutch, too. Like, I know we kind of like think of his Raptors days as DeMar DeFrozen. He would show up cold and in the biggest moments. RIP Herbs, our guy Michael Urban, who would always call him DeMar DeFrozen come playoff time, because he would just come up short. In fairness, he was going up against those Cavs team, and really, no one in the East ever had a chance against LeBron in hindsight.
No one's
beating LeBron in the East. There was some sort of psychological block that LeBron had over every other team in the East, whether it was the Pacers and Raptors, and they were getting over it. But DeRozan with the Kings, against the Warriors anyways, he's been a baller. So I'm very intrigued on what's going to take place tonight at Golden 1 Center, Nick Friedell.
I think it'll be an interesting litmus test for where they are right now, Spadone. But where I would caution anybody who says, oh, well, this game matters more than others, or Sunday, Clay's coming back, there's going to be a lot of emotion in the building with Andre's jersey retirement and Jimmy's first game at home. I'm viewing this as Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph know exactly what to do in the biggest of moments. The thing they need to focus on more so than, all right, we got to beat the Kings, or we really got to get this Mavericks game on Sunday, is just find ways to win. Because I think you could put those three in any situation, in any moment, and they're going to find a way. The question is, how will the other guys within that group respond? We knew how Andrew Wiggins would respond because he proved it in a lot of big games, especially in that bonus title run when everybody kind of found a rhythm behind Steph. Now you have another guy who's done it at the very highest level and has carried two Miami teams to the finals. So I see exactly what you're saying. They need to win. There is a lot of importance on this game, as there will be Sunday. And as Draymond said, hey, there's 27 of these things. We gotta really get going now.
Kings are the 9 seed right now, so they're technically tied record-wise, but the Kings have the tiebreaker over you, and they're the 9th spot. Like, you need to start climbing these standings, Nick.
So every single one of them has some push behind it. But Spadone, when you have Jimmy on your team, who is absolutely a basketball killer, to go with another basketball killer, probably the basketball killer in
the era.
Just ask
France and Serbia.
Yeah, right. Well, that's true. Yeah. Look, when you have him, your worries dissipate. There's a reason why he's fit into this group so well, so quickly. There's a reason why he's given life to a team that looked pretty lifeless prior to this trade. I'm not worried so much about tonight the same way I'm not worried about whatever is going to happen over the course of the next 2 months. This team has a guy who can lift up everybody else around him. What I want to see is them being able to do it in real time, and tonight offers the next example of that.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. 888-957-9570. You got 27 games left on this final stretch. What are your expectations for this final stretch, Dub Nation? Is it, you know, the 6th seed? Is it a play-in spot? Is it hosting a play-in game? Is it going on a run starting now to a Western Conference Finals? What are your expectations for this final 27-game stretch? 888-957-9570. We got shameless shout-outs coming up at 7:45. Shout-out whoever and whatever you want. Shameless shout-out 7:45. Anthony Slater, 8:30. Our Warriors insider for 95.7 The Game and for The Athletic. And Bonta Hill in studio, 9 o'clock for the full hour. So we are locked and loaded on this Friday in the Bay. And check this out. We got this contest going on, folks, called the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. So you're going to win. If you qualify to win this, you're going to win travel and accommodations for 4. So that's a winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas and $20,000. You'll be staying at Circa, the premier sports viewing destination in downtown Las Vegas. Circa also has the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. It's the ultimate viewing experience for the first 2 rounds of the college basketball championship. Winning is so easy, guys. So easy. It's already what you're doing right now, probably. So just download the Odyssey app. It's free. Log in and listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. Remember, this is a national contest. So download the Odyssey app now, and you might be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000. All right. The news yesterday, the news 2 days ago, I should say, was Jonathan Kuminga returning to practice next. He's been missing time since January 4th with a significant right ankle sprain. And this, boy, was it significant, because it's been longer than 4 to 6 weeks, which if it was a grade 2, that's usually the recovery period. But they're being careful. They're being cautious. I'm sure the Warriors and Dr. Rick Celebrini are. And I'm sure Kuminga and his own team are being very cautious about this. This is a very crucial stretch, not only for him, but for the team. So they need to be careful with this guy. He's a huge piece. If they want to actually get to a finals run, Jonathan Kuminga is going to need to be part of it in some sort of fashion.
On top of the facts, Spadone, if you're Kuminga and the Warriors, you're looking for not only what happens in this last 2 months of the season, maybe beyond in the playoffs, you're looking at this summer,
yes,
with the contract negotiations that will be going on. Plus, if you really believe that Kuminga is the guy, the last thing in the world you want is to rush him back on the floor now, because you have to trust that this is one of those key pieces that you want to build around for the long haul. So they're going to be very, very cautious. They're not going to make him go out there if he's not feeling back to 100%. But I am with you in this. I never thought it would take this long. And the fact that it has, and the fact that he's still not, it seems, ready to just run back, I think that's a pretty serious flag that shows you that this is way worse than anybody thought in the beginning of it.
We have a YouTube poll up right now, so search 95.7 The Game on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. But the YouTube poll, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union, The expectations for the Golden State Warriors are what in this final 27-game stretch? Is it the 6th seed, 7 through 8, 9 through 10, or 11th or lower? What are your expectations for this Warriors squad heading into this final 27-game stretch? Talking about Jonathan Kuminga. Why are we talking about Jonathan Kuminga? We thought he was going to be back sooner rather than later. Well, Steve Kerr on yesterday on the River Islands guest line with Willard and Dibbs, Nick Friedell, had this to say about Kuminga's return to practice, and he might still be a ways off from coming back.
He looked good, but he hasn't scrimmaged yet, so he's still a ways off. But it was great to have him back out on the court with the guys, and he's obviously a phenomenal athlete, and you know keeps himself in great shape. So now it's a matter of getting rhythm and progressing each day, and you know hopefully getting to the point where you know he can scrimmage and really you know really put it together for a good stretch of days where he'll get cleared to play.
A ways off. That scares me as a fan. When you say a ways away or a ways off, that tells me at least another week or two.
Absolutely.
Like yeah. That's concerning.
Steve Kerr's job, as it is for any head coach in the league, is to be the public face and the organizational... I want to say mouthpiece, but the guy who gets the messaging out.
Yeah.
That is the job. You're coaching the team, sure, and you're drawing up the plays late in the fourth quarter, okay. You're also